Unit 2, Moving to the City. I attended graduate school for some time in the city of London, England. During my stay in London, there was not a single aspect of the city or English culture that I did not thoroughly enjoy each day. It did not take long for me to establish myself at home in my new flat, and I immediately set out to explore as much of the city as I could while learning all about its history. The main factor that led me to love London so much was that I had never really lived in a city prior to moving to England. I come from a very small town in the countryside that does not contain very many people at all, though I regard my hometown as one of the best places on earth. I am quick to admit that there are not many interesting things to see there. I guess the only real reason I like it is because it is quiet and my family lives there. Once in London, I knew that the city would ensure me with countless adventures and entertainment beyond my wildest dreams. I could not wait to see all the new restaurants, explore some art galleries, see the vibrant nightlife on the streets, and to visit the Royal Palace at Buckingham. However, I needed to keep myself in check and not forget the context in which I was supposed to be in London for. After all, I was there as a student and needed to get all of my assignments done properly and timely. In school, I paid attention to everything my professors told me while jotting down notes from the whiteboard into my notebook. The school itself was an amazing facility located in the center of one of London's finest parks. Though I was focused in class on what my teachers were saying, I could hardly refuse staring out the window towards the beautiful flowers and trees that surrounded my school. I made sure to stay sharp at all times, though. At the end of the semester, there was a major project assigned that took the form of a debate between liberal and conservative politicians in America. I made sure I was prepped and ready when the day came.